Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, special mini boner-sode coming to you from my hotel room on May 28th, Two Oceans 12. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, where Graham and I did two stand-up shows at Zany's Comedy Club on 420 yesterday and on Saturday, and we played the Leonard Maltin game with audience members, with the prize bag including a guest spot to the person who beats Graham by the lowest number of names over the two shows. That person will join Graham and Sean Cullen as guests at the Doug Loves Movies taping that we're doing this afternoon at Zany's, and you'll be able to listen to soon, hopefully in about a week. But for now, let's listen to Saturday's Graham Elwood versus the World, right after the fart sound. Is I turn on, just like I just did, I turn on my recording device on my phone, and we record it, so whoever participates today, and all of you that are sitting here enjoying this, will, you know, all be on the podcast, probably as early as tomorrow, maybe. Yeah, so let's see your name tags, everybody. Listeners of the podcast made, these are some elaborate ones. There's an iPad with Jess written on it. We get that a lot. What's that supposed to be, Matt? Matt? You just wrote your name on a
dry
erase board? All right, good. So you can erase it later.
Football coach or something?
Yeah, underneath his name it said, open hearts can't lose. What's the expression, Graham?
Pardon?
Open hearts can't lose.
Oh, clear minds, full hearts can't lose.
That's it. We got a beaver from Caddyshack over there, right? Not a beaver. What was
golfer.
He?
Beaver.
Get a beaver problem on that golf course.
Yeah, there was a big beaver problem.
Yeah.
I kept setting up those dams and they kept
the course. Yeah. What the fuck? We're trying to play golf here.
Stop chopping down all the trees, beavers.
What am I going to slice the ball into without any trees, you stupid beaver?
The ball will just keep going on the fairways. You fucked it up, beaver.
There's a Superman underwear over there. Is he got your underwear, dude?
I'm wearing Batman, bitch.
Oh, okay.
The Twilight is right in this area. The Dark Knight. I just want to be in Batcave. Come on! Bonus trips.
Now I'm not looking forward to Dark Knight Rises. I was going to
to be my favorite movie this summer. You ruined it. With your fat dick.
In my underwear, everyone.
Now, do you ladies have a lot of shrubbery in front of your bat cave? Remember?
So down like in the old school TV series.
On the TV show, they'd have all those shrubs, and they just go, bram, not drive in. Yeah. All right, what else have we got? We got some large green balls, like softballs.
Softballs.
Green ones for night play. And for night softball with the lights off. And there's a the Nightmare Before Christmas poster over there. And pick my wife. My wife.
Oh, you want us to pick her? Well, two signs. You guys want
to Yeah.
And she's wearing a Palm Strike shirt, so she's
full time sucking up to you. She probably has Batgirl underwear on.
And you got vegan treats?
Oh, vegan treats, buddy.
Somebody has my thoughts
on. All right, so who do you want to play against, Graham?
I gotta go Palm Strike vegan treats.
All right, get up here.
And give all yourselves a round of applause for making all these phenomenal names.
And as always, if she loses, we'll pick somebody else and have them come up and play a round of the Leonard Maltin game. Oh, you brought me pretzel M&M. Holy crap.
Aren't you an angel? That is so
amazing.
So what's your name? Is the night before Christina.
Christina.
Jesus.
Let me see. Okay, night before Krista. Okay, I got it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play one round of Leonard Maltin. If you beat Graham, will you be... First of all, can I record your voice for the podcast?
Yes.
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 And she said it. And then secondly, will you be able to come here on Monday and be the third guest on the taping of Douglas Movies?
Yes.
Right here at Zanies International. Very nice. Okay. Do you already have a ticket for that?
No.
No. Oh, she's really counting on this win. And we're going to do this again tomorrow, so it's going to be, we'll have to, you know, if you beat Graham today, we'll have to get your info, because it's going to be the person who beats Graham by the widest.
Beats him the worst.
Beats him the worst, yes. Whoever is more devastating to him in his psyche will be
it. It'll be whoever is more emotionally devastating.
Yes.
Thank you for taking that seriously, guys.
So yeah, but everybody got very serious.
Okay, those are fair rules. Graham's emotional temperature will determine who the third guest is on Mondays.
That would be a terrible system. Okay, so I'm going to let you pick a category from the Leonard Maltin app on my phone. Would you like Hanks for Nothing? That's movies. That's Tom Hanks movies that got one star or less from Leonard. One star or bomb. Or would you like someone named Opportuniver on Twitter suggested Killing Me Softly. And that's a movie where someone is murdered with a pillow.
That's the best way to do it.
What? Wait, what? That's the best way to murder someone?
It is. Go on a road trip with a buddy that you hate, and then when you're sleeping, you just, shush, little baby.
Oh, you gotta have a weird song when you do it?
Yeah, you gotta have a weird song.
Okay, and then the third option is today celebrating a birthday is director and actor comedian Bobcat Goldthwait. So yeah, so the films of Bobcat Goldthwait. Which one of those three would you like to play? The Pillow Kill.
Don't touch my microphone.
Pillow Kill.
Just stroke it.
Goldthwait.
Take your rings off,
and then have at the bat pole. Or Hanks for Nothing. Which one?
Hanks for Nothing.
Excellent choice, ladies and gentlemen. Hanks for Nothing.
Hanks for Nothing and chicks for free. This is from, and don't yell out in the audience if you happen to know the answer, although I don't know why I'm saying that, because you guys are the most docile crowd that we've done this in front of in a while. From 1990 is when this movie came out. Leonard Maltin called it a bomb. That's right. And I don't think he gave any other Tom Hanks movie a bomb designation. And he says it's appalling. That makes sense. And he also says about the movie that F. Murray Abraham appears unbilled. So F. Murray Abraham, remember him from Amadeus, he shows up in the movie and they don't give him credit. But Leonard likes to give credit where credit is due.
He's also in the top selling prison movie.
Oh, An Innocent Man.
Yes.
Okay, let's play this.
Boom.
Let's play this game. You just went boom to people in the front row, like very.
Superman, he's fucking the Dark Knight doesn't quite get. He's an special planet. He's Kryptonite. He's fucking this guy. Saw his parents killed, and he's ready to fuck some people up. I don't know what this guy.
Are you talking to him or me?
Yeah,
I was counting up the names, a lot of names. Had to count them up. 22 names are listed by Leonard Maltin, but not F. Murray Abraham. Not F. Murray, because he went unbilled. How many names do you think you can guess this? Tom Hanks, bomb. How many names do you think it would take you? Krista.
Did you say 1990?
The year is 1990.
I think I can get it in zero names.
Very exciting. A lot of the audience members usually don't go that bold with their bidding strategy. Graham, you can go into negative names. If he says negative one name, he has to name the top billed person. If he says negative two, he has to name the two. But you also have to get the movie right. So, what are you thinking you're going to do here, Graham? It's a tough
negative
decision.
One.
Oh, he says negative one. So, do you think you can go negative two, she says. Negative two. Negative three can get pretty tricky, Graham. What are you going to do besides taking a dump on the stage?
Name that movie, young lady!
Okay, give her the mic, but she doesn't get to touch it.
Don't touch it.
What's the name of the movie?
Bonfire of the Vanities.
That is correct. Who are? Hang on. That was the easy part. They both knew that. So now, who is the absolute top billed performer in
Tom
this
Hanks.
Movie? And then who is number two?
Bruce Willis.
That is correct! Very well done.
I bow down before you. I had an impressive win.
If you'd have gone three names, who would you have guessed was third billed in that?
Oh, man.
Melanie Griffith.
She was right. Melanie Griffith.
I can't go
either. Yeah, no, because then the next name's Kim Cattrall. I don't even remember her being in that. I think she plays a hooker or something.
Yeah.
Just like she does on Sex and the City. Alright, so this means that tomorrow we're gonna play, and I'm not gonna warn people about this, because some people might not, show up, they might not be into it, but tomorrow we're gonna play with audience members, and somebody has to go deeper than two negative names.
And to be the
person to play with us on Monday. So Krista, we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah.
You guys are in LA. If I didn't say what was in the prize bag, they would lose their minds and start yelling, "Prize bag, prize bag!" But here, you guys are like, "Do it the way you want, Doug." So here's what you're playing for, Krista, and we'll play the whole game over again. I went to the breakfast buffet at my hotel this morning and got you some Fruit Loops. Also a copy of Graham's CD, Palm Strike Dance Party. Palm Strike Dance Party.
We'll be outside on the street outside.
Yeah, a Freak Dance sticker from the Freak Dance from Matt Messer and UCB. And my first CD, Professional Humoridian. And, I still got Weezer stuff. This is whatever you call this thing. And then it's a, it's like a vinyl, but it's a single, 7-inch. That's right.
Oh, nice.
I got it down at Subway sandwich shop. And then a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Yeah, to go with your Palm Strike t-shirt. That's amazing. All right, there you go. There's all your prizes. And you'll come back and play for an audience member on Monday. Let's hear it for Krista, everybody.
That's amazing. I was glad to lose to somebody.
Yeah, and Graham and I, we'll all be hanging out, and we're going to do the merch table outside. You can get Palm Strike shirts and Palm Strike Dance Party CDs. And Krista, do come see us at the table. Give us your last name, and we'll make sure that you're set up for Monday. Yeah. And I can't imagine someone doing better than her tomorrow. She knocked it down, so congratulations to her.
You'd be very proud, sir, that you made a wife. That's fine. That said, take my wife.
I'll cut you with a knife. Wait, what?
My favorite TV character is a Barney Five.
That's a good one to end on. That's a good one to end on.
Holy crap fart. Negative two names. Seems like a done deal, doesn't it? Well, before I play Sunday's show, let me get in a couple of plugs. We're taping a Douglas Movies in Baltimore at the Comedy Factory on Saturday, June 9th at 4:20. Three special guests, one of whom has been on the show before, and two of whom have not. And I'll be doing two Benson movie interruptions in the cinema tent at Bonnaroo on Thursday, June 7th and Friday, June 8th at 4:20. Thursday is going to be Crank 2, High Voltage. Leonard Maltin says about that movie that it's worth 1.5 stars and is brainless and tasteless and features gratuitous violence and sex. Yeah, sounds pretty good to me. And then on Friday, we're going to show Rambo. And Leonard gave that 2008 classic 1.5 stars as well, calling it needlessly bloody and unintentionally laughable. Perfect for interrupting. Now let's see what happened on Sunday during Graham Elwood versus the World. Plus a special guest. Yeah, Sean Cullen, who is good at yelling like a Southerner, stopped by to, I don't know if help out is the right word for it, but he participates. So check it out. Hey everybody, we're on stage at Zadie's in Nashville! What's in the prize bag, because it's a pretty great prize bag. Twizzlers. Twizzlers. Yeah, yeah, East Coast movie snack. If you're on the West Coast, you're going to have Red Vines. Skittles Wild Berry.
Wild Berry!
It's going to take a long time to get through this if you do that after
every item.
The local flavor is Wildberry Skittles. That is the local flavor. We got Sean Cullen's CD, I Am a Human Man.
I am a human man! We got one!
That's my Southern catchphrase.
We got a hat? What's this hat?
This is from the 2008 MLS All-Star Game in Toronto.
Oh, I had a friend who died from MLS.
Luke Gehrig died in Major League Soccer.
David Beckham.
I consider myself the most unlucky man in the world.
We've got a Graham Elwood Palm Strike Dance Party CD.
Palm Strike Dance Party!
Palm Strike Dance
Party! Sex and palms!
Got one of my CDs. And then this is the most exciting prize to me because there's so many young adults in the crowd
tonight. I write books for young adult audiences.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them.
Published by, is that a penguin in the corner?
It is by Penguin.
Penguin, yeah, yeah. And this particular
one. Wake up, Penguin!
Of that
movie all wrong. He should be like, we got penguins! Look at him! Just fucking look at him!
Look at the goddamn penguins coming right in your goddamn face!
They should put that out in 3D. They should do a reissue of Happy Feet. What was that movie? Yeah, Happy Feet. Of Happy Feet would be, this is stupid.
It would have been totally different if books about it.
But anyway, the book is called The Prince of Neither Here Nor There.
Yes.
And it's part of a, is this one a trilogy? Is that what you're telling me?
There's two of them.
Two of these. It's a double G.
Double G.
Double G.
It is a double G. Duology, we call it in the.
Yeah. I think I also got some lotion from my hotel room. So it's a pretty amazing prize bag.
Hope your hands are good jacked!
If you use the word amazing loosely, this is an amazing bag of stuff. And someone's going to win it today, but they're also going to win a chance. Not a chance, but they could possibly win the opportunity of sitting on stage with these two fools.
Live in Nashville.
So, let's see those name tags. Let's see them. I got Big Cookie, we got Cooley High, we got the Avengers, we got a guy who just wrote his name on a 3x5 card. Oh, that's impressive. Are there any name tags in the balcony?
Yeah.
No?
No, just waving. Just waving.
Just waving your hands. We don't need chairs, we got hands!
Nice.
We got
some ramp, there's a lightsaber over there.
Categories to choose from, and audience members, please don't yell out if you think you know it, because this is just between Luke and Graham.
Meow.
Yeah. Luke, would you like to play? At ShortRoss9 on Twitter suggested In Theaters Pow. In Theaters Pow. That's movies that are based on comic books. Comic book movies. Or, at Sunny Prospect suggested, what to infect when you're infecting. Which is movies about plagues. Plague movies. Which are always fun.
Thank you.
And then, hang on. And then, your third option is, I bet you don't know the full title. This is a movie where I think most people don't know what the actual full title of the movie is. So I'm basically saying this category is so hard you probably shouldn't pick it.
That's why you're gonna pick it, right, Luke?
No, which one do you want to play, Luke?
In Theaters Pow.
In Theaters Pow. All right, this is a comic book movie. Actually, I've narrowed it down to two. Would you like a movie based on comic books from 1966 or 1978? Which one would you like, Luke?
78.
Use the force, Luke.
Use the force, Luke!
All right. 78, the force is with you, Luke.
Very supportive bunch of Jedi.
People have yelled out every variation of it. There's no force it, Luke.
Force it, Luke. Oh,
there's no, I've got your force right here, Luke. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that's...
Have you got any force? Go fish.
I was wrong. Give Luke the microphone. All right, 3.5 stars.
We're going up. Do not go up.
1978. Leonard calls this movie based on comic books dynamic, grandly entertaining, and he also says about this movie that it's great fun. And he lists 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 14, 16. No, it doesn't stop. 20 names. He lists 20 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Luke?
No, you only got
16 names. That's a good, strong opening bid here.
With zero!
Oh, no! Graham says zero names, Luke. What do you do with that? Where do you go from there? Let's get Luke a microphone so he can answer, so he can say what he wants to do next.
Graham in that movie.
Does the movie Superman mean anything to anybody?
That is correct.
Boom!
Luke, you have been defeated. If it was 5, 10, -2, there would have been Christopher Reeve and...
No, it would have been Marlon Brando and Gene Hackman, right?
No, what were you going to say?
Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder?
That would be correct.
Yeah.
According to Len's version, he changes it up. Because when that movie came out, it was famous for Marlon Brando being top billed, even though he's just Jor-El and he dies 20 minutes.
He got, like, at the time, he got something like $5 or $10 million.
He got $100 million.
Yeah, he got like a sick amount of money for that time period for literally like 8 seconds.
Yeah, he got a fucking bunch of cake money. Well, thank you, Luke, for playing.
Thank you.
Nice try, Luke.
All right, you guys came to yesterday's show. Orange softballs, come on. Oh, she's pointing orange. She pointing.
Do you really think those green softballs are orange?
They're tangibles. Get up.
Come on, get up here, dude.
The lady has no confidence. You jump up here. Way to fight your way in. Nice. Bam.
Good job.
What's your name?
Josh.
Josh. Okay. Josh has got his girlfriend's balls around his neck. That's a weird sentence. And you get to pick a category, Josh. Would you like Peggy Sue Got Marley'd in Me? That's movies where Kathleen Turner dies. Or Keep It Crispy. That's movies where someone is set on fire. Or Leonard Part 6. That's movies that were based on writings of Elmore Leonard. And I would tell you, I would give you some clues of what stuff he's written, but that would give it away. But he's behind the great TV series on FX called Justified. Which one would you like?
Keep It Crispy?
Keep It Crispy!
I'm in a relation!
Oh. Keeping it crispy!
The room is on fire!
This is from 1974.
Oh.
Leonard Maltin gives it 2.5 stars. He calls this movie All-Star Idiocy. And he also says that it won Oscars for cinematography, editing, and best song. Yeah. And he lists 14 names.
How many names did you get in, Josh?
I'll start at 14.
That's a strong opening game.
Well, much like your predecessor, I will say zero.
He's saying zero names again. He's fucking crazy.
So, Josh, you have to get into negative names now, or ask Graham to name it, and then leave the stage with your balls. Thank you for your
name. No friends' balls.
The clues?
Yeah. All-Star Idiocy won Oscars for cinematography, editing, and song, and it's a movie where someone gets set on fire at some point from 1974.
Wow. Graham says zero names.
Name it, Graham. Is it The Towering Inferno?
Let's see another one! In the car on the way over. I don't know, why did I do that? Why would I give you all of the answers?
No.
Just to humiliate all these nice people.
I knew Towering Inferno because I believe it's O.J. Simpson that catches on fire, or Steve McQueen catches on fire.
O.J. Simpson, spoiler alert, lives, and I think, and he returns a cat to the late, to Fred Astaire, whose girl that he likes, who owned the cat, felt a horrible, ugly death.
But when you said all-star cast, I knew it, because Lauren Green is in that, Paul Newman is in that, Steve McQueen is in that, Charlton Heston is in that. No one would ever have to give me that answer, because I fucking know shit, because I'm going to get off their podcast about comedy filmers. Now I'm that shit right now.
It's, it's like New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day, if half of them died. Those movies would be a lot better if they had a body count.
Fire.
Yeah.
That would be.
Set somebody on fire.
Randomly.
Jessica Biel, come on. she's shit hot. Set her on fire. All right, pick another contestant, man. We gotta get out of here. We're running over.
All right, hey, let's go.
Rice and his cookie.
Bring up your name tag, Kate. Come
here. Bring it up here.
The whole point is so we can know what your name is.
Yeah.
Bryce and Katie?
Yeah.
Here, hold it.
Yeah. Oh.
It's just like, no, I don't have to hold it. I
made it. Oh, hold it. Holy shit. Tomorrow's going to be fun. Who's coming back tomorrow? It's gonna be a good time.
No.
All right, pick a category, Bryce. Would you like?
Really long name titles, please.
Diane Keaton? Diane Keaton, that's movies where Diane Keaton dies. Grandma's Cock, that's the films of Jeff Garlin. Or Me Love You Wrong Time, and that's movies where that have time travel and romance. Me Love You Wrong Time. Which one would you like?
Which one of these do you feel confident?
Oh, wow.
He's trying to...
Diane Keaton. All right. Diane Keaton dies in this movie. The year is 2005. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He calls this movie warm-hearted. He calls it a comedy drama. And he says the cast couldn't be better. I think I've played this on the show recently. And he lists...
I don't listen to your show.
Okay, perfect. He lists... You just wear the shirt, the Doug Loves Movies shirt with my signature on it.
He just bakes fucked up cookies. Hangs around waiting for someone to notice.
No one can hear you that's listening to this podcast.
He bakes fucked up giant cookies with his name on it.
Hangs around like a goddamn loser.
I don't know if you know this. It's a little hot outside.
11 names.
Sean, take the mic back. Jesus Christ.
11 names, Bryce.
Hey, bitch. I don't know what you're saying to you there, dude. He's mad.
Now, Bryce, here's an important thing you remember, Bryce, is that you need to get this in negative
for the same tomorrow show. So, what's your opening name?
So many 11 names.
11 names, he says. He's just going for the prize pen.
I will go 8.
Grant says 8.
Wait.
That's a couple.
Wait.
Okay, my name is 3.
What?
I'm really good at this game.
He just jumped to -3.
Oh, all right. -3.
All right, what's it called?
Is it called...
Wait, he hasn't named the name,
does he? He's going -3. So he's got to name the name.
Yeah.
But first he has to name the movie.
Because
then he can just walk away when he doesn't do that.
What's your name? Super Heidi?
What?
Super Heidi?
His guest, everybody, is Super Heidi. He thinks that someone died in Super Heidi, and that someone was a famous actress.
That's
an amazing guest. You don't know any of my work.
You don't know any of my shit.
Take that shirt off.
But I love his attitude so much. Oh no! Oh my God! Those are the worst. You have the weirdest man tits I've ever seen. Put that shirt on and be careful that your nipples don't cut through it. Holy crap.
They're also demanding milkshake.
You win. You win. Here's the prizes. Sit the fuck down.
Get the hell out of here, Bryce.
Diane Keaton died in a movie called The Family Stone. The Family Stone.
Spoiler alert.
Congratulations. The girl from yesterday, Krista, is to be the third contestant tomorrow at the Douglas Movie Saving. One more time for Pam Elwood! Thank you.
Wait, Sean Cullen. You're not done. We need a quick, ending theme song to sum up what happened here today.
Well, we're here.
No, I can't do it again. Broadway song.
I don't know where till I get in a fight. I came down here this afternoon and I'm just ain't right. I yell a lot of words and I made a lot of laughs. But sometimes I try to touch myself in my pocket.
Well, there you have it. Bryce really did have the most unfortunate man tits I've ever seen. Sorry, Bryce. And Graham was on fire, keeping it crispy. So, Krista Martin, also known as @MissKrita on Twitter, will be joining Sean Cullen and Graham Elwood as my guests on a premium ep, Douglas Movies Live in Nashville, which will be available soon or now in the comedy album section of iTunes. Get it to see if she can take down 2 Douglas Movies titans. Release the Graham! Oh, and also, I just want to give a little extra special bonus piece of information to people who actually listen to these mini-sodes. Coming up soon at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on June 19th, I'm going to be taping an episode where I'm finally getting them together, TJ Miller, Pete Holmes, and Jeff Garlin, all on the same show. That's Tuesday, June 19th. Don't tell anyone. Just come to it if you're in Los Angeles on that date. Thanks for listening, and as always, Bryce's boobs is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his